to read three verses. 2 Kings chapter 13, starting to read at verse 20. Elisha died and was buried. Now Moabite raiders used to enter the country every spring. Once, while some Israelites were burying a man, suddenly they saw a band of raiders. So they threw the man's body into Elisha's tomb. When the body touched Elisha's bones, the man came to life and stood up on his feet. This morning, I finished a relatively long series on the book of Job. This evening, we finish another series on the life and times of Elisha. Now, you might think that I organise these things to work this way, but I can assure you that I don't. It's a coincidence, but it's interesting the way that they both come to an end on the same day. Sorry?
We finish Hebrews on Tuesday.
And we finish Hebrews on Tuesday. There you go. Three series finishing in one week. Well, in verse 20, we see that Elisha died. I was going to say last week, but it's actually 2 weeks ago that we saw Elisha suffering from an illness. You can see that if you go back to verse 14 of chapter 13. And this illness was the one that led to his death. Now, sometime later, and I think it must have been quite some time later, there were some Israelite men who were burying an Israelite man who had died, when all of a sudden they saw these Moabite raiders. Apparently they used to enter the country every spring, but it seems that they took them by surprise and presumably saw the need to take cover quickly. And so they just threw this poor man's body into the tomb where Elisha had been laid. And, well, the man's dead body came into contact with Elisha's bones. And this led to something quite remarkable, didn't it? The man came to life and stood up on his feet. I always have questions whenever I read Old Testament stories. Did the men who threw this man's dead body into the ground see him come to life? Or had they, you know, already run off in the other direction? If you were an Israelite living in these days, what would you have made of this incident? Shall I open up things for discussion this evening? Any thoughts as to what you would have made of it? Don't worry if you get the wrong answer. Okay. Was he really dead? Yeah. People do tend to cast doubt over resurrections, don't they? Even Jesus' resurrection had lots of doubt cast upon it. And of course, that's the case to this day. Well, I don't think they should have concluded that Elisha's bones possessed some sort of magical power that was able to raise people from the dead. Throughout Elisha's ministry, he hasn't actually had any miraculous powers in and of himself, has he? All the wonderful works that he has done have been enabled by God. The beginning of his ministry,
Well, actually, prior to the beginning of his ministry, he pleaded, didn't he, for a double portion of Elijah's spirit. He realized, you see, that without the Spirit of God working in and through him, he was unable to do the work that he had been given to do.
What I think the Israelites should have concluded from this incident was that the God of Elisha lived on. Oh, Elisha might be dead and buried, but the God of Elisha was still very much alive and able to perform wondrous deeds, including resurrections from the dead. For what is too hard for the Lord? I would argue this evening that that is what they should have concluded. You see, due to the idolatry of the Israelites in those days, they would experience a kind of death in the future. What kind of death would they experience? Well, the death of exile. You know, it would be so bad that it would be like a death. All hope, as it were, for them would be gone. They needed to remind themselves, didn't they? From incidents like this, that God was able to bring about resurrection. In other words, in their case, he was able to bring them back to the land from a place of exile. What is, after all, too hard for the Lord? That, I would argue, is what the Israelites should have made of these verses. What are we to make of them in terms of our own time and situation? Well, our God is able to raise the dead, isn't he? Our God, of course, came into this world in the person of Jesus Christ. And on one occasion he said, "I am the resurrection and the life." And he proved his person, didn't he? He proved his claim by raising himself from the dead. Now, admittedly, the resurrection is attributed to each member of the Trinity. But this evening, I want to stress that it's attributed to Jesus himself. What did he say on one occasion? "I have the power to lay down my life, and, well, I have the power and authority to raise it up again." Jesus is able to raise the dead, and he has promised, hasn't he, that all who trust in him will one day be given gloriously resurrected bodies. These bodies of ours that are subject to death and to decay will one day be gloriously resurrected. Well, I want to finish by turning our attention to what we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, which of course is the classic passage on the resurrection of the body. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 42 to 44, where the Apostle Paul says, "So it will be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown perishable is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body." There's something really quite exciting, isn't there, about the thought of experiencing the resurrection of the body. We feel, don't we, the weakness of our own bodies. But the body that has been sown in weakness, says Paul, is one day going to be raised in power. I'm slowing down, you're slowing down. One day we're going to be given a body of power. Of power to worship and serve the Lord into all eternity. It's good, isn't it, sometimes to just stop and to think about that. We so often can become so focused on the here and now. But when we stop and think about it, we're only here for a moment, aren't we, really? Just a brief moment. We're like the grass. You know, we're here today and we're gone tomorrow. God has redeemed us through his Son in order that we might spend all eternity with him on a renewed earth where our bodies will possess a great power.
Something, isn't it, to be excited about and to look forward to.
Well, I leave that thought with you this evening, but I would like us to sing again.